Once, he exuded power. Films he produced and distributed garnered 81 Academy Awards and 341 Oscar nominations. Only Steven Spielberg was thanked more often from the award stage. He boasted of his friendships with Presidents Clinton and Obama and of the famous actresses he claimed to have bedded. Inside the office, he terrified the four assistants who serviced his needs, and he bellowed at most of his executives. Outside the office, he flashed a dazzling, captious smile while strolling hundreds of red carpets, trailed by clicking cameras, often accompanied by his second wife, fashion designer Georgina Chapman, who dressed some of the stars lit by the paparazzi flashes. He was that rare Hollywood figure known instantly by his first name, Harvey. The gray concrete sidewalk Harvey Weinstein crossed daily in the winter of 2020 was not a red carpet, but a gauntlet. Waiting for him to arrive at the criminal court building at 100 Center Street were armed police officers in metal police barricades corralling a throng of reporters who did not adhere to the respectful protocols of a Hollywood opening. Because of his recent back surgery, when his black Cadillac Escalade braked in front of the New York State Supreme Court building, Harvey had to be helped out of the back seat by two burly men. He slowly shuffled in black orthopedic shoes toward the building's entrance, 100 or so feet away on a four-wheel walker, trailed by his team of lawyers and public relations advisors. Harvey did not pause and rarely looked up to respond to shouted questions or to smile for the cameras. Once inside the building, he dutifully emptied his pockets and passed through a metal detector. An elevator whisked Harvey and his entourage to the 15th floor, where he passed a second gauntlet of cameras and reporters before entering courtroom 1530 for his criminal trial for predatory rape and sexual assault. Harvey's world, the world in which he was in charge, was upended forever over a few days in early October 2017, when the New York Times and the New Yorker publicly proclaimed that he was a sexual beast, and the Weinstein Company fired him. 7 months later, Harvey was indicted by a grand jury convened by the Manhattan District Attorney. Now, as he entered the courtroom, he faced a criminal trial that threatened to place him behind bars for the rest of his life. For 8 weeks, beginning on January 6th, 2020, Harvey walked this concrete carpet Monday through Friday. He now dressed more like a Midwestern businessman out of a Sinclair Lewis novel than a Hollywood power broker. Drab, boxy suits, white shirts with crumpled collars, and dull, slightly askew ties. He looked miserable. He had lost at least 75 pounds, his pallor was gray, and his scruffy, stubble beard failed to camouflage the crevices and lines of his swollen face.